News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. A man is in custody for the murder of a Plover woman. 32-year-old Jose Luis Flores has been arrested for allegedly killing 36-year-old neighbor Jamie Koch and then disposing of her body by trying to burn it in a vehicle at a remote Waupaca County farm field. Waupaca County deputies were called to the town of Harrison Wednesday morning around 11 a.m. after someone found the partially burned vehicle. The Chestnut Arms apartment building Koch lived in was searched by state crime lab officials on Thursday. Flores was arrested Friday and remains in the Portage County Jail. He's likely to have a bond hearing sometime this weekend with the Waupaca County judge by video conference call. Formal charges have not yet been filed. An autopsy has been performed on Koch, but investigators have not released any information about how she died or when. The San Diego Sheriff's Department says the body of a child found in a burned-out house east of San Diego is that of an 8-year-old Ethan Anderson. He's the brother of a teenage girl believed to have been kidnapped by James DiMaggio. The manhunt for DiMaggio and a 16-year-old Hannah Anderson now includes an area about 80 miles north of Boise, Idaho. Investigators confirm they also spotted DiMaggio's car in Idaho after receiving a tip. The U.S. is set to reopen 18 of 19 embassies closed due to a possible terrorism plot. The embassies and consulates across the Muslim world will reopen tomorrow, with the exception of the American embassy in Yemen. The facilities were closed this week over concerns about an Al-Qaeda plot. Germany, France, and Britain also closed embassies in the region. The President and First Lady will speak to wounded veterans in Florida today. The Obamas will headline a convention of the Disabled American Veterans National Convention in Orlando. Following the midday event, the First Family will head to Martha's Vineyard to start a one-week vacation. Documents describing the scope of the National Security Agency data collection programs have been released. The administration released the documents yesterday. An NSA memo says that its systems monitor 1.6% of the world's internet traffic. The government claims the NSA phone data collection operates under court supervision and that the database is only accessed for specific searches in counterterrorism probes. A truck motorcycle crash in Shawano County has left some people seriously injured. It happened last night around 6:20 at the intersection of Highway 45 and Highway 52 in the town of Annawa. Several witnesses report that the motorcycle stopped at the stop sign on Highway 52 and then pulled out to turn northbound in front of a pickup truck traveling northbound on Highway 45. The truck struck the turning motorcycle. The operator of the motorcycle suffered severe injuries and was flown from the scene by medevac helicopter. The passenger of the motorcycle was transported with serious injuries to Langlade Memorial Hospital in Anago. The operator of the truck was not injured. Alcohol or speed does not appear to be factors in the crash. Names were not being released. And there are more drivers plying our highways in Wisconsin. More from John Colbert.
There are more people driving, says Deborah Gott with the State Department of Transportation.
At the end of 2012, just over 4 million Wisconsin residents had valid driver's licenses. That's about 27,000 more licensed drivers than in 2011, and 50,000 more driver's licenses than in 2010.
It used to be men outnumbered women on the roads, but that's changed. The DOT says licensed female drivers topped males by 30,000 at the end of last year. As for age, the highest number of licenses in Wisconsin were held by drivers who were 52 years old. Also, there were 217 licensed drivers, 100 or older, the oldest 104. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Though a Pawn police officer that went on a crime spree had some of the expected charges against him filed on Friday, 43-year-old Bradley Young appeared before a Barron County judge by video conference while held in the Burnett County Jail at Siren. The Barron County charges are for fleeing an officer while in a vehicle and vehicle theft. Both are felony counts. FDIC regulators shut down the Bank of Wausau, making it the second bank to shut down in Wisconsin this year. According to the FDIC, the single branch bank had over $43 million in assets and $40 million in deposits. Nicolet National Bank in Green Bay has agreed to buy out about $30 million of the assets, with the FDIC assuming the remaining assets. The bank failure is expected to cost the insurance fund over $13 million. The latest shutter brings the total number of failed U.S. banks to 18 this year, compared to 51 last year and 157 in 2010. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.